you've heard from me for years along the way about child safety seat technicians checking car seats for people. And we have another event coming up soon in a couple of weeks, actually 2 weeks from today, in Marquette Township at the Mark Tran office on August 18th. And it's going to be afternoon, evening from 3 to 7 p.m.
And what are you going to be doing and what will you be looking for?
Well, as usual, we want to help people make sure that their children are riding safely in their vehicles. What we do is we ask people to come in with, obviously, with their vehicle, their child, and a car seat. What we do is we check for installation to make sure that the seat itself is safe, that there are no recalls, that all the moving parts are there, all of that, and that the seat is installed in the vehicle correctly and the child is in the seat correctly.
Of course, you probably don't find that all the time, do you?
No, we don't, unfortunately. And it's not always really, really drastic things, but almost every time we can find something to make that child a little bit safer. Sometimes there are some pretty major things that could result in some serious injuries. Sometimes there are just some things that would make things a little bit better.
Ron, as a technician has been involved in doing this, when you see someone that maybe comes in and they don't have the seat quite the right way or whatever, is it a lot of times that maybe the kid's just grown up a little more and they're still holding on to the old seat or what?
Yeah, we see a wide range of issues, but a lot of it is the child outgrows the seat. There is a criteria for all the seats as far as the child size, weight, and height. And as children grow in people's busy lives, a lot of times they just don't pick up on the little nuances of having the child safely secured in the seat.
What are some of the things you look for to make sure that the child is safely secure?
Well, we look, first of all, one of the first things we always do is we have a up-to-date recall list, and we check all the seats against that list to make sure that they're not on the recall list. Any seats that are over 6 years old automatically should be replaced, and we will have a number of seats at the event that we will offer to people to replace them free of charge at the event if their seat is out of date. And child size, securing the new cars have a tether system, and that's the way we prefer to secure the seats if possible. It's more of an education for the parents.
That was something I was going to ask, and I guess either one of you can answer this if you have an answer. Is the technology in cars nowadays starting to adjust to this mindset a lot better at all, or is it still need improvement?
Yes, it's adjusting. We find that it is a lot easier to install seats. There are new systems. There's the latch system, which you can use instead of the seatbelt, the tethering system. However, we still do have the issue with, you know, all car seats don't fit all vehicles, especially with the newer, smaller cars coming along. We're finding a lot of times that, you know, there's also bigger car seats, and they don't always mix real well.
I know we've talked about these over the years and everything, but it's a question, I guess, that, in my opinion, does deserve to be asked. Why is this important to stay on top of in terms of the safety of your children?
Well, you know, I mean, your child is your precious cargo. It's the most important thing to you. And even though you think you've got that seat in there right, or you might just have a little question in your mind, there's always the question as to, is that child the safest that they possibly can be? And we can help you find that out.
When you're going to be taking care of folks, what are you? I mentioned there was a little bit of a talk of, you know, if you have maybe some replacement seats or whatnot, but do you want to make sure that people get there quickly? It's a limited amount that you've got, and it does take a little while to go through all these checks, correct?
We're lucky enough to have a grant from the Office of Highway Safety Plan. We're working with the Sheriff's Office for this particular event, and there will be a few replacement seats available if we find some really major issues. If we find a seat that is really outdated and has been in a crash, we may be able to replace that seat. The most important thing is that this is an education. We want the parents to be able to understand how to put that seat in safely, what they need for their child. It is an education event, so therefore it does take some time. It's about 20 to 30 minutes per child that we want to spend with the parent to make sure that they know what they're doing.
Ron, kind of walk me through the process. I show up, I've got this, I'm going to do this. What happens?
Well, first of all, we're fortunate. We have a marvelous facility in the Mark Tran building. So weather, might add, which has been a little on the strange side this summer,
yeah,
will certainly not be an issue. The registration, they'll pull up to the it would be the west garage, but there will be cones and there'll be people directing them in to the garage door. Registration will be inside, out of the weather, if it happens to be inclement. And we'll get the pertinent information from the parent or the caregiver and the grandparent. And I might add, that's an important thing. This isn't just for the parents. Any caregivers or grandparents that transport children on a regular basis should, you know, plan to attend if they can. We work with everybody that comes in. And they'll get registered, and then they'll be sent to a specific parking area where child seat techs will be waiting them. And then we'll look at the existing seats. We'll look at the car, the setup, and we'll educate both the caregiver, the parent, and the child in the proper use of that seat.
It takes about a half hour or so to go through all of those various bits.
We're looking at, yeah, half hour.
Well, it sounds like, you know, obviously these do go on quite a bit, and they're out there. We know the folks know about it. But Sue, I know you've been working on these for many years. Is our attitudes changing with parents? Are they much more aware of this now?
I think they are, yes. I think the parents are understanding that these seats are very important. They know a lot about them. The internet has opened a really big, you know, opportunity for people to do research and learn a lot of things. So we're finding parents and caregivers that are coming in much better, more knowledgeable, and they know they need to figure out how to do that. They just don't know how to do that.
Well, how to do that is, again, when and where.
It is Tuesday, August 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Mark Tran facility in Marquette.